definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Philidor is staffed by experienced men and women of the sea who could each tell a thousand stories of excitement and adventure. And it is not only their expertise and craftsmanship that impress, but also their attentiveness to the needs of their passengers. With rustic quips and a knowing wink, they are sure to make your cruise a cloudless joy. On this sunny morning, our earnest vacationers are about to discover for themselves the simple charms and amiable banter of a life among seafarers. Squabbling! Conspiracy! Pax Fortuna! And Point of Sail, Part 4.
I said to you yesterday I had strict dietary requirements, and now I see this great platter of food raw for me. This is really quite unacceptable.
I'm so sorry. The same as yesterday, then? Chicken?
What do you have?
Chicken and fish.
I'll have fish today. That would be great.
Okay. And just raw with the head? Do you eat the head?
Delicious.
Leon comes running out with a plate with what looks like two pilchards on it and some lettuce that is noticeably wilting.
Has the fish been filleted?
It has not. They are just whole fish.
What is this? This fish isn't even filleted. What, you expect me to be like faffing around with knives and forks trying to fillet this fish? Go on, send it back, sir. And I expect to have a filleted fish, keep the head, as I requested.
I'm so sorry. He runs back to the galley. And when he returns another 5 minutes later, the fish has been chopped up into bits.
Oh, okay. It's fine. At least I'm getting my raw food, so it's fine. I roll and snatch the plate.
He apologizes. I'm so sorry. And then he backs away from you.
Can I approach abstinence?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Prawn, how are you doing?
It's shrimp, thanks.
Mr. Tony, Shrimp,
I prefer Tony, madam, Tony. If you don't mind. Okay. That's all right. No, it's you can call me what you like, it's fine. food's not very good, is it?
God, you're telling me.
I know, it's
Ruby, you think you follow this raw diet and, you know, it's pretty easy, just like raw fruit and vegetables and meat.
You ever eaten turtle eggs by any chance?
No.
I might have a few for sale.
Turtle eggs?
Why
do you have turtle eggs? You found some on that beach?
Captain gave them to me.
Oh.
But I don't know if you, 20 florins a piece. I got a few going.
What do they look like?
Yeah, so they're fairly small, about maybe the size of your thumb. Each of them, and they are a very translucent, light blue and squishy and a bit gooey.
I know they aren't much to look at, madam, but I can assure you these are like premium. You can't get these anywhere.
Okay, yes, I'll buy a couple off you. Why not?
Lovely. Yeah, call it 40 florins for we could do 40 for free.
All right, perfect, sir. Thank you very much. I want to smell one of the eggs. What does it smell like?
It smells a bit like daffodils.
Ooh, flowery.
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't excite me very much. So I'm just going to keep them and then see.
What would have excited you just out of interest?
The smell of raw meat. I don't know. The flowery smell isn't really like getting my saliva going. So yeah, okay, just like, so I'm just fine. I'm going to stick with my fish, yeah, and hang on to them.
Have you got somewhere to put them?
I've wrapped them in a napkin and I'll just put them in my pocket.
I get out of the way before she demands her money back.
The rest of you, I guess, are just eating, or Victor throwing food into your armor.
Yeah, sure. Maybe not quite as desperately as the other night, but sort of out of habit more than anything, yeah.
Since the food for Absence was quite low quality, is our food a bit better?
Honestly, the cooked food is pretty good.
What's going on with Mr. Chubbins? What's he up to?
Well, he isn't eating. He is there drinking. He says, Tony.
Oh, I had a few, have we, sir?
We have indeed.
capital.
What did you think about all that turtle nonsense, Ben?
Yeah, load of old hooey, isn't it?
It is. It is hooey.
Do you know much about these turtles? What's the captain so obsessed about them?
Oh, who knows? He's gone weird in the last few years.
What did he used to be like, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, he was not charming as such, but he was fairly fearsome as a pirate. Ooh, 10 years ago it must have been.
So, you like running this cruise business much? Or you seem like maybe the old days were a bit better.
They were better. They were. You know what you're talking about, Tony. You understand.
Yeah, yeah, me and you, so we're kind of like, kind of the same, aren't we? Well, you know, yeah, we're like out for a bit of adventure, a bit of ducking and diving.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So what's on the next island that we got? Are we going to another island soon?
Ugh, the other island. Yes, that's where the gold is. We have to go there.
Well, nothing wrong with a bit of gold, is there, sir? What's wrong with that?
Well, if it is what we're told it is, Tony, I know different.
Is there a better course we could be going on, if you catch my drift?
Well, there's nothing for us on that island. This whole sea, there's plenty of trading vessels. We should be taking them.
Oh, yeah, I like the sound of that. Mr.
Yeah,
Chubbins.
I knew you would agree. He looks over at the captain now, who's talking to the other guests and drinking wine. He says, it's about time this stopped, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'd be a much better captain, sir, if you know. I reckon you could do a pretty good job.
Damn it, you're right, Tony. You're right. You're right, he roars. And he grabs you by the shoulder and marches you over to the captain and says, we've had enough. Wheelston, we've had enough. Me and Tony, we're not putting up with it anymore. The captain is shocked. He's like, what do you mean? What's going on? Grode. What's the meaning of this? He says, it's about time we got back to what we were good at.
Can I kind of just step aside?
He says, tell him, Tony. Tell him.
Oh, I'm not.
What you were saying to me about the old ways.
Well, I've said a lot. I don't know. I'm just a cabin boy. I don't have any business telling a captain what to do.
But you said I should be captain, didn't you? Didn't you? You were right, Tony.
Captain, I think he's had quite
Wheelston
a lot to,
turns
I think
towards
he's had quite
you
a lot to drink. I didn't say nothing. I said nothing of the sort.
Grode draws his cutlass. All right, Wheelston, this has gone far enough. Hand over your hat. He's got you by the shoulder in his left hand. In his right hand, he's brandishing his cutlass now, and he's swaying from side to side. This is happening on deck in front of everybody. The captain is now drawing his cutlass. Grode, if you want to make something out of this, then fine.
I just want to whisper in Mr. Chubbins' ear. Mr. Chubbins, if you don't mind, if you let go of my shoulders, I can. You might need a bit of second in this fight, if you know what I mean. So why don't you, I can just step aside and you can get on with your business.
He says, it's you and me, Tony. You and me against these new ways. And he does release your shoulder, and then he attacks the captain. He takes a wild swing, but he is quite drunk, and he pretty much spins around with his sword. The captain kind of kicks him in the stomach, and Chubbins falls to the ground, but he's still flailing with his sword.
I sort of am assuming it's a bit of a dinner time show, like we had the things yesterday. You know, there's these wild swings that are missing terribly.
I'm kind of feeling like Chubbins is a bit of a liability. I thought he might have been a bit more subtle, but he's kind of he's shown me up. I didn't like how he got me involved in his business. Can I like try to like jump on him while he's on the ground?
You absolutely can. To jump on him, please make an attack roll.
15.
Okay. So you leap on top of him, and he makes a sound as you land on him. What would you like to do?
Leave this to me, Captain. And then I want to try and twist his arm behind his back and like knock his sword out of his hand and like pin him to the.
Okay. Please make an opposed strength check. So another d20.
Oh, is that a 9 or a 6?
6. It's got the dot.
Oh, so you can 6.
A 6. So you grab his arm, but he is much stronger than you, and you can't really do anything with it. You're using both of your arms to grapple at him.
This isn't going to happen.
I should weigh in. But on the one hand, I don't really agree with, you know, trying to overthrow authority. On the other guy was yelling a lot about how we need to go back to the way things were before. And I like that too. So I don't really know who to side with in this situation.
I want to help reprimand this fellow.
Okay.
See, I just put my boot on the sword so it can't be picked up.
Yeah, as it's just still, you can just put your foot on his hand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe try and just pick Chubbins up and restrain him, I guess. Get him off the floor.
Please make a strength check.
We got a bit of a live one here, Vicky.
10.
Okay, you can sort of pick him up off the ground, but you can't get a very good handle on it. And he's wriggling a lot and belching with the beer in his stomach. He's not really very effective anymore, and he doesn't have a sword. And the captain turns to you, Tony, and said, "Well, what was all that he was talking about?"
He seems to be drunk, Captain. I was trying to help you out, restraining him. You know, I see like looks like mutiny to me, sir.
Could you please roll a deception check? Yeah, 2d20s.
15.
Yeah, I've been expecting something from him for a while now. I'm not surprised this happened. Well done on restraining him. I'm sorry he dragged you into it. I guess he must have thought that you harbored mutinous tendencies.
It's all right, Captain. You can always count on Tony the Shrimp.
Yes, good lad. Good lad. I knew I could trust you.
Yeah, I'm the most trustworthy person on this ship, sir.
I guess to the side, I've got my mouth full of pork. And I'm assuming this is a great show.
Congratulations. Good show. Good show.
The captain takes Grode with his hand behind his back now and marches him into the belly of the ship.
So I didn't know this was a like participation sort of acting gig. That was pretty impressive.
I think it was real.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a victim, Mr. Boyo, but that was a real sword, that was.
Yes, thank you for your help.
Yeah.
Oh.
As you're talking, the captain marches out of the ship again, followed by Ruby, who's holding Grode now, who has his hands tied behind his back with rope, and Leon, the assistant, and Jason, the little cabin boy. And he says, "Right, this is what we do with mutineers." And he summons you, Tony, over.
What is it, Governor? What's you need Tony for?
Right, you proved your loyalty in battle. I'll let you choose what we do with Grode here. Will it be hanging or walking the plank?
Oh, well, that's all got a bit serious, hasn't it? if you don't, I mean, I feel like, is that really something the cabin boy has to decide?
Well, I think you've earned the right, Tony, the privilege of deciding. Yeah. Grode is looking at you crying now, saying, "Why, Tony? Why? I thought you were one of us.
Yeah, shut
the old ways, remember? The old ways."
Shut it, Gro. Yeah, you snivelling little maggot. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have done it if it weren't for him.
Oh, he's really drunk, isn't he? I'd probably say the plank's a bit more civilised, isn't it? Unless any of the other guests have a preference.
This is real as well. This is a follow-up act.
This definitely looks real.
I mean, it feels pretty real, Mr. Alfonso.
Never expecting to see this on a cruise.
Yeah. The guests are whispering now.
Yeah, no, I don't like being the center of attention. That's not my style. Well, I guess it's the plank for him, isn't it then, Captain?
Captain, do we really have to kill this man? It's sort of putting a dampener on my holiday.
Yes, like it does seem very uncivilized. Yeah.
Says, well, that's what we would have done. He wanted the old ways.
I thought your whole point was that you didn't want the old ways, though. You
yeah,
sort of
don't
see,
stoop to his level.
Yeah, the irony of punishing him.
Mm, he seems quite irate, but please roll a persuasion check.
15.
He hears what you're saying about how they're supposed to have changed their ways, and he calms down a little, and he says, well, what do you propose we should do with him?
Well, tie him up until we get back to port, I suppose. Let the courts... Do we still have courts now? I don't know. Everything might have changed. But in my day, we had courts, and a judge would decide what to do with him.
Fortuna has a very strong judicial system.
Well, there you go. Maybe not everything is terrible.
He looks to you, Tony, and says, well, what do you think?
Have a heart, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't suggesting that we should make him walk the plank. I mean, I just thought that's what the captain wants to do. You know, I mean, it's all got a bit out of control, hasn't it? Yeah, I think tie him up. That sounds like a great idea. I didn't realize there was another option, you know? I do what I'm told, sir. You know, I'll do whatever you think.
The captain sighs and he says, oh, mercy. Maybe you're right, Tony. You're a good lad.
Try my best.
He turns to Grode and he says, your life was saved by this boy. Be grateful. And then the crew drag him off, still blubbing.
Very gracious of you there, Tony. I think you did the right thing.
Ship seems to be getting a bit out of control, sir. I don't know if we need to get Mr. PM-17 to calm things down. I don't know if the captain's lost a few screws.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, we're only a couple of days into this voyage.
I was chatting to Mr. Groats and he said that the whole crew and the captain used to be pirates. So
really?
I'm not sure anybody's to be trusted. I was just trying to get away with my life there, you know?
I thought it was all just like a tourism thing, you know? Oh, we're the pirates, yo, ho, ho, but...
Well, it could be. If that's what you think it is, sir, it could be that, you know?
Well,
but,
I don't know, you know? Maybe you know more than me on this one, but okay, I'll...
Well,
I'll
I've got around, you know, if you know what I mean, yeah?
You keep saying that, and I don't know what you mean.
All right, I'll keep PM-17 close.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I think that would be wise. Maybe we should have a bit of a secret signal if things get a bit hairy, like I could just tickle my ear.
And if I think it's hairy, I tickle your ear as well?
No, you can tickle your own ones. That's
I'll follow you.
How these things work.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Never done a secret signal before?
Can't say I have. It's all very exciting.
Yeah, quite right. You're a proper gentleman.
Should we let the others in on it?
Well, I think Sir Victor looks like... He wouldn't be too bad in a...
He doesn't have a ear to tickle, though.
Well, he could... it's not about... You know, not everybody has to be able to give a signal, you know. It's more about knowing when to step up. I think we should try and get Victor on side, though. I think that's a great idea, Mr. Boyer.
I sort of puff my chest out and say, yes, well, suggest it to them and see what they say. That's a good idea.
Oh, I mean, it might come from someone of your stature. You know, you're a bit more of an important gentleman, aren't you?
Well, I suppose so. Suppose so, Tony. Okay.
Yeah, almost regal, I would say. Yeah, something a bit like one of those kings and queens used to hear about. Not a queen, obviously.
I have been told that.
Yeah.
The dinner is dying down now, and the guests are kind of going off to bed, but you four are still up there.
Sir Victor, absence, can I borrow you both for a second?
Of course,
sure.
So obviously there's a bit of funny business early this evening, and I had the fantastic idea that perhaps, if anything strange were to go on, we should give each other a signal.
A signal?
Yes. You know, if you notice something and want to let the rest of us know and not to alert any of the other people on the crew.
How strange.
Anything untoward. I don't know. Mutiny.
Where's this coming from?
Well, I mean, there was mutiny on the ship earlier, and there are these turtle eggs no one knows much about. It's all getting a bit strange.
Yes, nothing's really happened that hasn't been at least a little bit strange.
I expected a sort of adventurous cruise. I don't know if this is what, you know, my boss envisions when he put me on this boat, but perhaps... Just a little tickle of the ear. You're a lady. Imagine you putting on an earring or something, you know, just signal that. And
okay.
I think what Mr. Alfonso is trying to say, if you don't mind me butting in,
sir. No, it's okay.
I think he's trying to say that I think this holiday, I put my hands up and do like,
balance on your one leg.
Yeah, one hand, little air quotes. It looks like it could be a little bit more dangerous than vacations normally are. So Mr. Alfonso is just saying that we've got your back if things get
bad.
Well, the captain did tell us that we were looking for treasure.
That may be, but who knows what else will happen. He didn't say there'd be a mutiny, and then we had one of those.
This is true.
So,
yes, I think this is a good idea, Mr. Boyer.
Great idea, Mr. Boyer. Yeah, love. Great
thank you,
idea.
Thank you.
Clatter, I guess, the fingers of the suit against the side of the helmet.
Yeah. I expect like you can handle yourself in a fight, can you, Sir Victor?
I certainly could when I was alive. I didn't really get much of a chance to see how things were going in the fight earlier. It was sort of over by the time I got there, but I've still got a massive sword, so...
Have you put it through its paces recently?
I have not. Well, the occasion hasn't really presented itself yet, but I feel fairly confident.
Why don't you spar with young Tony here for a minute to see how he gets on?
Yes, why not? Do you have a weapon?
Oh, yeah, well, apart from my amazing charm, maybe perhaps we can... maybe you can tie one hand behind your back or something to make it fair. I only got the one leg, you see. It's a bit of a...
It feels like you should have thought of that, really.
You can dodge a hatchet. I'm sure you can dodge a sword.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty nimble, yeah.
I'm sure your luck will hold.
All right, and so I like kind of raise up one of my crutches like a sword. On guard.
How about you?
Are you going to try and hit Tony with your sword?
Well, Mr. Victor, I was just certainly...
Sir Victor to you, boy.
Sir Victor, yeah. Sir Victor Bartholomew.
Bartholomew,
yeah, that's it. I'm suddenly becoming of the opinion that maybe the crutch versus the sword is a little bit of an unfair fight. Perhaps maybe you could just go for a bit of target practice. Is there a turkey on the table or something? Or a bit of...
Pheasant.
So I just like walk over to the table and grab the pheasant and just like throw it in the air towards Sir Victor, like, you know, like kind of like clay pigeon without announcing it, like to try and catch him by surprise.
Okay, please roll a reflex check.
Oh, that's not dex, is it?
I'm afraid it is, yes.
My strength is great, my dexterity is terrible.
Maybe you'll roll high.
Maybe. 13.
I will allow you to take a swing at it with disadvantage.
9.
Okay, you take a broad swipe with your sword at the pheasant, but you just miss it and it sails into your face.
Does it spin the helmet around a few times?
It doesn't, but it leaves a kind of greasy stain right on the visor as okay. It slumps to the ground.
Cool, blimey, Victor. I thought you were going to cleave it clean in two. I did. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, that's all right. Just, you know, don't do that again. We'll just have to hope that we don't get attacked by any half-eaten pheasants that come flying through the air towards our faces.
That's all right. We all get a bit rusty from time to time.
You want
to
throw any more food, Tony?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. It was, I'm all a fluster after what's happened to Mr. Chubbins.
I like PM17. Is that his name?
That is his name.
I'd like to fight him.
Well, it's a holiday, right? You know, might as well give him a bit of a... Put him through his paces, make sure he still works.
Can PM17 hold a sword?
Absolutely not, no. Oh. Ooh, arm wrestle, maybe.
I want to arm wrestle. Arm wrestle.
Arm wrestle. Okay. Yeah. So you will sit either end of the table across from each other. You lock hands and please roll d20.
Get him, PM.
Ooh. 8.
15.
PM17 grasps your gauntlet, Victor, and as he slowly, with a great effort, presses it to the table, you hear your gauntlet clanking and rattling.
So I guess while this is going on, I'm sort of explaining to the others. Now, as an undead, obviously, pain does not impact the body as much. It becomes stronger than you would in life, for the mental blocks to stop you hurting yourself don't exist. So you need to be careful, of course. You risk tearing muscles and everything. You need to limit the kind of strength that your PMs can exert, but nonetheless allows them to perform feats.
Fascinating.
With a certain strength. Indeed. I'm puffing my chest out a bit.
How do you control him, or is he doing it by himself?
Well, that's government secrets, I'm afraid.
Oh yeah, of course. No problem, sir. Yeah, I understand.
If you're interested, of course, in some work experience or something one day, then I'm sure you could find out, but for now.
PM17 still has Victor's hand pressed onto the table.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. PM, please release Sir Victor.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, he releases you and just sits there, glassy-eyed, staring out to sea.
I'm not the man I once was.
So I'm sure, put a sword in your hand and you'd, you know, wipe the floor with PM. He's just got the brutish strength.
Sweet of you to say. Did I overhear you saying that he's dead?
He is very much, yes, dead.
So you
deceased.
You know a lot about working with the dead.
I know a bit, yeah.
Okay, well, I happen to be dead.
I have noticed.
I don't suppose you could shed any light on that situation for me, could you? Because I don't really know anything about it. I'm new to it, you know. I don't have any dead friends.
Well, I must admit, ghosts are a bit outside of my normal purview. I tend to deal with the bodies of the deceased. And unfortunately, not to be rude or anything, but you don't have a body, as far as I can tell.
No, I think it probably dissolved a long time ago.
So I can assume that maybe the armor has a gem in it?
You can assume that.
Not as far as I know, it doesn't.
Well, I could always report it to the relevant authorities and we can investigate a bit further and perhaps find out what to do.
Yes, I'd appreciate that very much. Especially if you have a lot of bodies like that one around, because I know you're using it right now, but when you're finished with it, he won't be using it. I could use a body, you know. It's something to think about.
Interesting. See what we can do.
Thank you, Mr. Boyer. You're a smart young man.
Well, you're not so bad yourself.
Yeah, for thank you.
Suit of armor.
While we're all here and there's none of the crew around, when I was chatting to Mr. Groats, he mentioned the island tomorrow and he seemed to be suggesting that things might not be what they seem. I don't know whether it's wise for us to go and have a little check up on the old captain, see he's not getting them to any funny business.
What kind of funny business?
Well, I think these pirate types are not to be trusted. I'm a bit of a man of the world myself, and I'm getting a bit suspicious. My corn's itching, if you know what I mean. and I feel personally, I'm going to go for a little check on the old captain.
You think he's up to something, do you?
I think he is.
All right.
He's already, he's definitely up to something, madam, I would say 100%. Well, a strong 99.
All right, I'll come with you, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, he's already several turtle's eggs richer than he was before. So it'd be interesting to know what he's doing with those.
Turtle's eggs? I don't know he's got some too, has he?
I don't know what that was all about. Turtle's eggs and... I like hurry off in the direction of the captain.
Yeah, are you all going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it a night. I've had an exciting day. I'm going to leave him to it.
Okay.
Yeah, sleep well, Mr. Alfonso.
Don't get in too much trouble, guys. I'll see you all in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Yeah, don't mind us. Good night.
And I tickle my ear because I'm not quite sure why.
I tickle my ear in response.
Well, you go into the ship and you're going to the captain's cabin, which is at the back of a boat. You do have it up to your knees now, full of food and cutlery inside. So if you are trying to be stealthy, I'm going to have to ask you to make a stealth check.
Okay. 11.
Nobody appears to hear you.
I'd like to go in the room.
The door is locked.
Oh.
Ah.
Can I try picking the lock?
You can give it a shot if you want.
I think I've seen this done before. Yeah.
I mean, what are you using to pick the lock?
My little knife I've got in my sleeve.
Okay, please roll at disadvantage.
2.
Just like stab.
Well, so you stab the lock. It's a small lock. You feel the knife almost get stuck in there, but you manage to wrench it out.
Maybe we can get Victor to like do some sneaky through the door. Does that work?
Yeah. First of all, I'm just going to lie down on the floor because when I leave the suit, it does, you know, sort of collapse and I don't want it making an awful racket when that happens. Okay, so I lay down on the floor, leave the suit. And phase the tiniest little bit through the door to have a look inside.
And you see inside the captain's cabin, a large double bed, a desk, what looks like maps up on the walls. One is of Fortuna and another one is of a continent you recognize as the mainland, although some of the kingdoms are not familiar to you. It's dark in there and you do not see anybody in there at all. Absence and Tony, you are outside. Please roll a perception check.
8.
4.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. You hear nothing.
I'm going to come back out and get back in the suit.
Yeah, if I had my lock picking knife, you know, it would have been easy. It was.
Oh, it was a noble attempt.
Yeah, but...
So where do we think the captain is?
Oh yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. What are we doing? Where's the captain?
So Victor, now that you're outside, could you roll a perception check, please?
20.
Oh yes.
Okay. You hear from a deck below this what might be raised voices.
So I lie down again and just drop through the floor, I guess.
Drop through the floor. Yeah, the deck below is laid out much like this one. The voices are coming from the second cabin on your right hand side. Inside is Ruby, the cook, having an argument with the captain. The captain is irate. It looks like this argument is winding down. And he says, "You should have thought about that before you came on board," and then starts to leave.
I'm going to pull back out into the corridor and go back up to the next floor.
I told you he's up to no good. Did I not say that?
Mercy is a dish best served cold, and our heroes have shown their wisdom in sparing the first mate's life. But there is yet more subterfuge underfoot, and our heroes will need to keep their wits about them, along with their wisdom. As they retire to their cabins, the gentle creaking of the Philidor serenades them to sleep, and the end of their cruise grows closer. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sail, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day, starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.